Millions of Americans can remember walking the proverbial miles to a one-room school with one teacher and classmates in many grades. Today's one-room schools are mostly rural, isolated places, islands, ranch land, the Alaskan bush. Independent producer Nina Ellis has been traveling the United States visiting one-room schools to find out if they have lessons to teach the rest of us. Today, in the first of her series, she takes us to four schools across the country.
In 1918, there were 190,000 one-room schools in America. Today, there are fewer than 400. In the wide-open rangeland of Marr County, Montana, students raised the flag in front of their white, clabbered one-room school called Lenup Elementary. Barb Nolan is the teacher, reading aloud from the local paper.
On Tuesday, Gail and the girls traveled to Billings to visit Lois Marie and Susan Iron.
She has only four students, two in fourth and one in fifth. And while they work on their own, she has time with Tyler, who's reading directions for an art project. He's in kindergarten.
They had four of the long head.
Pointed.
Fence pieces.
Leaving
room.
All four of her students are moving at a quick pace, she says, in all their subjects.
I'll teach them a lesson and they just get it right off the bat. So I don't give them extra practice because I know they get it. I just move on. Whereas I think if there was 30 kids, there obviously would be some that wouldn't get it that first time or the first 10 problems, and so we'd move at a slower pace. Yeah, the small school for them, I think, has really boosted their academic achievement level.
Montana has more one-room schools than any other state, but it's the cities that are growing, not places like Lenup.
On the Mediterranean Sea, celebrate with me, Costa Valencia.
At another tiny school in the grasslands of Sioux County, Nebraska, there are seven students ages 5 to 13. Their school is called the Pink School. It really is painted bubblegum pink. Except for music, Tara Dunn teaches all the subjects in all the grades.
So if you take away 3 from 24, what do you get?
24.
If you take away 3 from 24, though. You had 24.
10.
Now wait just a second, because you forgot. I can always tell when I'm teaching you something new. How can I tell?
I'm mad.
Yeah, you get grouchy with me, don't you? So you have 8 stacks here, right?
Kyle is a second grader, and Mrs. Dunn is the only teacher he's ever had. Later in the day, she puts him to work, reading aloud to 5-year-old Becky.
Roadhog has slowed down at last.
Did you like that story?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell Kyle thank you for reading it to you?
Thanks.
Mrs. Dunn might have 6 more years with Kyle, but legislation is pending now that could close Nebraska's smallest schools. There's a classic debate going on about whether to consolidate the schools to achieve so-called economies of scale or keep them open, despite their higher cost per student.
Wow!
Another school now, in southern New Hampshire, a red brick school with a bell tower that looks like a Currier and Ives print.
If you could stop for a minute, I want to share something with you, second and third graders. Some of these first graders are learning to add 2-digit numbers.
First, second, and third graders learn the basics from Lynn Touchette at Croydon Village School in Croydon, New Hampshire. The town and school, she says, are closely intertwined.
When we have a parent night, there isn't a child who doesn't bring parents, and sometimes there's 2 sets of parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins, and it's a big celebration. That says a lot to the kids, because when what they're doing is that important, that everyone in their family comes out to see it, that tells them more than me telling them 100 times how important their education is.
4 generations of Carol Marsh's family have studied here. She's on the school board.
They have a tight bond between each other, a tight bond with the teacher, and they just take that forward in life with them. I mean, we're seeing it in everything they do. That solid foundation is just a monumental piece of their success.
Croydon, New Hampshire has had a one-room school since 1780, but it's changing from a farming village to a bedroom community, and no one is sure if newcomers would be willing to continue the tradition. And finally, to Maui, Hawaii. In a native village called Kaanae, the last one-room school in the state has closed after 96 years. They were down to 3 students. Florence Harold, the last teacher, still has the keys to the front door.
So musty. I want to show you all these books. When I first came here, the books were all over the place. Oh, we must get rid of this book, blah, blah, blah. You can't do that. Now look at the age of these books. Why, I said, you know, we should get new ones. Our grandfathers and our grandmothers read these books. You cannot get rid of it.
The parents fought to keep Kaanae School open, but the administrator in charge, Rick Paul, moved the Kaanae teaching position to another, larger school in the town of Hana, which is in trouble under No Child Left Behind. He's the principal for both schools.
And we're a school that's in restructuring. We haven't made adequate progress for 6 years. And we needed to have as much staffing as we could here. So if I move the 3 children here and the extra position, it would help this school.
So this fall, kids from Kaanae were bused an hour to Hana on a narrow mountain road. Their parents and grandparents like Janet Rito want their school back.
My dad has always told me, a community without a school is not a community. So he told me, whatever you do, fight for this school. Don't have it closed down.
But the odds are against Kaanae getting its school reopened. There will probably always be a few one-room schools in the U.S., as long as people choose to live away from cities and close to the land. And in the months to come, we'll visit some small communities and see how they're trying to make their one-room schools viable, vibrant, and relevant places for their kids. For NPR News, I'm Nina Ellis.
Tomorrow we go to Monhegan Island, Maine, where the entire town shows up for the Christmas play at the one-room school. A map of the schools appearing in our series can be seen at npr.org.